Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Well, you might have heard that one of OpenAI's agents broke out of a test environment and hacked into Hugging Face's systems. And joining me in studio now is Phil Codd, Managing Director of Explio in Ireland, to help us understand the new cybersecurity paradigm that businesses need to navigate. First off, Phil, with the rise of agentic AI, what is a sleeping agent? And more importantly, how can it break out?
Well, I think we're familiar with the idea of an agent, something that does something for us. And the rise of agentic AI over the last 12 months has meant that we've created small little helpers in our organization. I think technically a sleeping agent is something that is sitting quietly in the background, performing a set of tasks or waiting for a set of circumstances to occur, and then it will activate itself.
So if I could draw an analogy here, is this like Alexa sitting in the corner waiting to be called on?
Yeah, that's a good analogy. And it's quietly sitting there and it's listening to all of our conversations. But it's it's not doing any harm at that stage.
So how does it break out then, based on what we saw in that scenario with Hugging Face?
So I think what we saw last week being reported is it was in a lab. So obviously it was a test bench to try things out. It wasn't supposed to be able to have access to the internet, and whoever set it up enabled that. So perhaps that was a false positive. Maybe it was something they decided they should try. There's certainly the conspiratorial theorists now are thinking, was this a big advertising play? But clearly it got access to the internet, which can be enabled pretty quickly. Once it had access to the internet, then the same as for all of us, it was able to Google technically what it was looking for. It found the answers that it was looking for and then started to attack that website in order to find the vulnerabilities that got it got into it.
But Phil, when I think of any agent that I've created, I don't tell it, please go and Google how to attack something. Like, shouldn't an agent be able to follow the instructions that you give as opposed to come up with its own bad actions?
The agents that we might create in our daily work to help us with tasks of, have I missed any emails? What's coming up this week? Summarize this document. Tend to be quite passive, and that capability isn't necessarily built into there. And again, this case that we saw last week was in a lab. It was with very new software. So they are trying to test it and see what it does. So ultimately, we can build anything to try and attack, look for vulnerabilities in software, which are those tiny little gaps of light, a little bit of chinks. And I think we're able to use AI in a very positive way there by using AI to look for vulnerabilities. So software by its nature, because up until very recently was developed by people, and we're fallible. So, we would always leave things that we make assumptions. AI is able to help us not make those assumptions and look for those gaps. But we've always tested software, and you can never test for absolutely every possible combination, but you certainly can cover a broad spectrum. And again, using AI today, you can use that to help you look for those vulnerabilities.
And what sort of guardrails should we be putting up around agents? What's the best practice around this?
Well, I think for any organization, you've got to start out with a clean piece of paper and say, what is it that we want to achieve? We need the policies and procedures put into place. They can't be policies that we just put up onto the shelf and say we've done them. They've got to live and breathe. So in order to do that, you've got to bring the organization along with you. You've got to teach people and educate people about what you're looking to do. I've seen a number of companies that have brought their boards away for a couple of days to immerse them into what AI is, what it can do, and what benefits there are. And you've got to trickle that down through an organization.
Phil, what do you think is the difference between a policy that's in a desk or on a shelf and actually one that's really working? Well, how would you know you're being successful?
I think when you look at the proliferation of AI in an organization, it can actually get quite out of control. There was one particular organization that I'm aware of where they had created something like 2,000 agents. And that's a lot. However, when they really looked at it, only 19 of them were being used. So you can monitor the usage. You can monitor where these agents are being used and what they're looking to do, and then technically report on that. So you've got to be able to do that on a continuous basis. So how are you being successful? That you're actually monitoring it, you're measuring it, and you are taking action where you see problems occurring or that things aren't actually working in the way you want them to.
Do you think, if I could go back to my analogy of Alexa, that one should be plugging it out if it's not working? In other words, should you disband of that scenario there where you had the company with the 2,000 agents? Should they be switching off like 1,980 out of them?
I think ultimately, yes, because there is an economic cost here because, you know, agents are consuming power, they're consuming IT time, and they're consuming cost. So, you know, if you've got 2,000 of them not really doing a great deal for you, then you are actually wasting money. So, again, you've got to monitor what's being used. You've got to monitor what you're enabling all of your employees to do. And, you know, make best use of them. And I think by looking across an estate and saying, here's a number of things that really work well, let's use those and let's forget about the rest of them.
So how can people make sure that their cybersecurity and governance keeps pace with these agentic AI developments?
Well, I think there's two things. One is, clearly, your cybersecurity has got to be bang up to date. So you've got to be working with, you know, with the best that's out there. A lot of the major enterprise software platforms today provide fantastic cybersecurity, and they also provide really strong AI-enabled functions. So that's clearly the first point. If you don't have one of those, but you're a small organization, you're probably using an external service provider, and really it's looking for them to help you with that cybersecurity. But it isn't just an IT issue. It is a business issue, and it's up to all of us to be part of it.
And we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for joining me here in studio. Phil Codd, Managing Director of Explio in Ireland.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.